On the great voice of Volusia County, 16, almost after the hour of 8 o'clock. Yep, primary election is tomorrow, and on the other end of our studio, Kim Short is with us. Good morning, Kim. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing this morning?
Well, yeah. Do you like being out there for all those early votings and going to houses and knocking on doors and things like that?
You know, I can't thank my volunteers enough. I've actually been very lucky that during early voting, I had some terrific people out at Port Orange and New Smyrna Beach, and I was there, and it was good, but I am a door knocker. I love door knocking. I do. I love meeting the people in our community. I've been down mostly in Edgewater, you know, Florida Shores this past week, and they are just salt of the earth kind of people, and I love them.
Yeah, they are. Well, tomorrow's primary election day. How do you feel you stand?
I want to say that I'm doing pretty well, but there's been some nasty mailers that have been sent out about me, and I really, my campaign team's never seen the likes of what they're doing in this school board race, so we're a little, you know, we don't know that's going to impact us. I haven't never, you know, seen anything like this. So we're going to see. I mean, we're just kind of, you know, we're on pins and needles.
Well, I got to tell you, I've never seen anything like this. In a school board election, Congress, yes, Senate, yes, even House of Representatives here in Florida, I've seen it, but never in a school board election.
Yeah, that's my friends who are running for Congress, actually, a couple people have actually made the comment to me that they've never seen anything like it. I mean, we estimate that this outside group from Tallahassee has put somewhere between $70,000 and $100,000 into trying to keep me off the school board, which is just amazing. And I'm trying to take it as flattery, like, wow, they really are afraid of me. Yeah. You know, what is it that, why are they doing this? Why are they making up all this stuff about me? But there's nothing I can do about it. I mean, I will say the majority of people that I've met, they're like, Kim, we throw it right in the garbage can. And then there's other people emailing me saying, Kim, because they're going after you so hard, you're exactly what we need on the school board. So it may be actually backfiring and hopefully giving me, you know, even more name recognition and helping me to get on the board.
Yep. Well, you know, let's say you make it on the board. What's one of the first things you want to do?
My very first thing that I am the most concerned about is that we have some budget issues that need to be addressed. Okay. And I don't think people really fully understand the depth of what has happened with these ESSER funds. ESSER funds are funds that were given to school districts all over to address learning loss associated with COVID. Okay. And we had a presentation by our new CIO at the last school board meeting where he has now restructured his department from about 10 silos down to 4. And on his chart, he showed these little magenta boxes. And I was like, what are these boxes? Like, what's in there? You know, has some different, you know, personnel, and you added them up and it was 15 people. And he was very transparent. He said, you know, these 15 people in these little boxes, they were all hired with ESSER funds. And so hiring people with funds that are not going to be reoccurring is a direct way for us to start to have, you know, when the funds go away, we're going to have to dip into our reserves. So okay. I'm really concerned about how we're going to address that. And we need to get that under control. Or what's going to end up happening is that I'm fearful with the wrong people on the school board and not addressing it quickly, we're going to see them come back to our taxpayers and ask them for, you know, a $1 million or something to address it. And so for me, it's finances. That's the number one thing that I want us to get a hold of. But I have the relationships with the people and I can do this job full time. And that's what sets me apart from my competitors. I can do this full time. I can hit the ground running. I don't have young children. I don't have a business. I mean, I've been doing this for 10 to 15 years. This is absolutely my passion.
Yeah.
So,
and you can tell in your face as you're talking.
Yeah.
You talked about the group that put together what $102,000.
We think it's $70,000 to $100,000, somewhere in there.
Okay, let's even say 70.
Okay.
You could be a Supreme Court justice, be in that job for life, and still not get $100,000 in pay from the school board.
Yeah, what I try to say remind people is exactly what, you know, I had reminded to me. These people don't hate me. They must fear me in some way. that I'm going to be uncontrollable for them.
Yeah.
And so that to me, you know, is the first thing you have to understand. The second thing is it'd be really nice if organizations went out and found out real things about people and decided to spend $70,000 to $100,000 to let the public know as a public service announcement to not vote for individuals. But that's not how it works. They want to make up things so that you don't vote for this person because this person to them is somebody they can't control.
Yeah. Okay, well, tomorrow's primary election day. We'll see. Best of luck to you. Anything we can do for you, let us know.
Thank you so much, Skip.
Okay, there she goes. That's our candidate for District 3 school board election on the Great Voice of Volusia County.
The best station in the nation.
America's best.
The stations of WSBB.
WSBB.
From your WSBB 2020 Volusia County Newsroom, I'm Amy Ryan. Hot and humid conditions continue this week, along with the potential for strong late-day storms. Our meteorologist Holly Holdren has the outlook.
Watch for a couple of evening thunderstorms. Otherwise, clouds breaking, dry near the coast, low 74 to 78. Variable cloudiness Tuesday with a thunderstorm, high 89 to 93. Couple of thunderstorms in the afternoon Wednesday, high 88 to 93.
And now with our sports update, it's our very own Dean of Sports, Tracy Dent.
Thanks, Amy. This report brought to you by New Smyrna Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Check out our inventory online, newsmyrnacjd.com. UCF is wrapping up fall football practice, and yesterday, head coach Gus Malzahn named Ole Miss transfer John Race Plumlee the starting quarterback. Now, Mikey Keene was the starter last season after Dylan Gabriel got injured. UCF opens against South Carolina State Thursday, September 1st. High school football pregames were canceled Friday because of the weather. Regular season opens this week. Kyle Larson won the NASCAR race at Watkins Glen yesterday. They're here at Daytona. The good old boys are coming to town. Coming up this weekend for a 400-miler at the Daytona International Speedway. There's one playoff spot left. They're going to fill it this weekend at Daytona. Patrick Cantlay won the BMW PGA event in Delaware. The top 30 players now head to Atlanta this weekend for the FedEx Cup Championship and a whole bunch of money. For WSBB Sports, I'm Tracy Dent.
Thanks, Tracy. And from your WSBB 2020 Volusia County Newsroom, I'm Amy Ryan.
Only the best.
WSBB.